I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Simply get involved in the political process. Now, voting is critically important, but there's so much more that you can do. One of the things we found in our research is that so many Christians do not talk to other people about what they believe about the issues because they don't want to get in an argument. They don't want to offend people. They feel like they don't really know enough to engage in that kind of a discussion. But it's critical that we be part of that process. So if you feel like you don't know enough, study up. You know, get into God's Word, get into the issues themselves, try to understand that. You know, it's not brain surgery. We can all do this. So, you know, getting involved in the process is one thing. A second thing is to be very well informed about who you're going to vote for, what they represent, and how they're likely to behave. And so we're looking for those strong visionary leaders. And maybe, perhaps, even in the election we're facing now, the kind of leaders that we'd want to back aren't there. We still need to participate in the process. And then maybe after this election is done, maybe we become more aggressive about encouraging leaders who we really believe in to be more involved in the process, to step it up, to take a higher position in government. And so that's something else that we can do. Thirdly, I'd say working with our children is perhaps the most important long-term strategy we can have for how we can affect the world. We pass on our greatest legacy to and through our children. And so intentionally raising them to be spiritual champions, to be good citizens, to be, you know, terrific employees, to be everything that God calls us to be is such a critical function for us as parents to play. And in that process, also passing on to them and reinforcing when they have a biblical worldview. That's critical. Everybody's got a worldview. Very few people have a biblical worldview. And so how can we turn that around? We do it through our children. Our worldview starts developing at about the age of 18 months, varies slightly with each child, but somewhere in that range is when they start to develop their worldview. By the time they graduate from high school, that worldview is well formed. By the time they graduate from college, they actually become an evangelist for their worldview. So we can't wait until they're after college and in a job and having a family. Too late at that point, they're already pushing their worldview out into the world. So that's a critically important element.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.